This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally reading the Riot Act, Operation Rescue, and its tactics of intimidation against doctors and patients at abortion clinics. Al, in the old days, a sheriff could read the Riot Act to an unruly crowd and then use the law to disperse it. That's the way Congress is dealing with Operation Rescue and its blockades of health clinics that provide abortion services and counseling. Legislation to stop that kind of unacceptable intimidation has just been approved by a solid bipartisan majority of the Senate Labor Committee. It's ready for action by the full Senate. It provides new federal protections for physicians, patients, and clinics, and it imposes stiff penalties for violations. The bill won't affect peaceful protests protected by the Constitution, but it will stop the violent tactics of intimidation that extremist groups like Operation Rescue are using in their nationwide attempt to close down the clinics. I know you're pro-choice, Al. Join us in stopping these extremists bent on preventing any choice.
Ted, these extremists prevent choice and obstruct the law. Operation Rescue's contempt for the law by taking to the streets will no longer be tolerated. The Labor Committee should be congratulated for tackling the problem. But let's not forget other rabid groups out there that continue to try to take their case over and above the letter of the law as well. Ted, what about the animal rights groups and their raids on medical research facilities? What about members of striking labor unions who vandalize and destroy their worksite property? And what about Greenpeace and some other environmental crackpot groups like that? And ACT UP? All of these radical groups are guilty of physically obstructing law-abiding citizens, and we now know in some cases even murder. Ted, it's time to call it like it is and recognize some of these zealots for what they really are, plain criminals. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.